Random House Audio presents The Tiger's Wife by Taya Obrett. Read for you by Susan Duoden and Robin Sachs. In my earliest memory, my grandfather is bald as a stone, and he takes me to see the tigers. He puts on his hat, his big buttoned raincoat, and I wear my lacquered shoes and velvet dress. It is autumn, and I am 4 years old. The certainty of this process, my grandfather's hand, the bright hiss of the trolley, the dampness of the morning, the crowded walk up the hill to the Citadel Park. Always in my grandfather's breast pocket, the Jungle Book, with its gold leaf cover and old yellow pages. I am not allowed to hold it, but it will stay open on his knee all afternoon while he recites the passages to me. Even though my grandfather is not wearing his stethoscope or white coat, the lady at the ticket counter in the entrance shed calls him Doctor. Then there is the popcorn cart, the umbrella stand, a small kiosk with postcards and pictures. Down the stairs and past the aviary, where the sharp-eared owls sleep, through the garden that runs the length of the citadel wall, framed with cages. Once there was a king here, a sultan, his janissaries. Now the cannon windows facing the street hold blocked-off troughs filled with tepid water. The cage bars curve out, rusted orange. In his free hand, my grandfather is carrying the blue bag my grandma has prepared for us. In it, 6-day-old cabbage heads for the hippopotamus, carrots and celery for the sheep and deer and the bull moose, who is a kind of phenomenon. In his pocket, my grandfather has hidden some sugar cubes for the pony that pulls the park.